Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 203 on the Fan. You think they'd be singing today? There is no singing. There is no joy in Mudville. I'm done. I've had enough. We got Fleas on the other side. 888-808-1019. I can't muster any enthusiasm for this team, this coach. I've tried to over the last few weeks. You know I have. It's time to clean house. It is. And that'll be a lot of the main point of the show that they both need to go. But let's talk about the coach for a second. Because I think they need to move on from Brian Daboll now. And it's not necessarily for the reasons that I've been hearing a lot of, and we'll get to it. Here's the bottom line with this coach, with this team right now. And I don't mean to sound hyperbolic, and I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to justify my opinions. He's a loser. The whole team is a loser. He is now, after that run, that three-game run where they played well, and they played well in this game too, but he has now cultivated a team that has found every which way to lose. They are now circulating and alternating between no-show losses and devastating, heart-wrenching, disgusting, up 10 in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left, ways to lose. Plain and simple. Losers lose. And right now, whether I can argue with you, and I will, you know, this is what I do. I'll push back on some of the things. I'll push back on the kick and the field goal. I don't have, outside of Russell Wilson still being the backup quarterback for this team, I don't think there's any one thing that this coach did that I think is the reason they lost the game, or what's wrong with him, or his decision making. Here's the bottom line. Some way, somehow, this coach will find a way to lose. This team will find a way to lose. And it's infuriating. And he's cultivated a team that the second the momentum goes the other way, the second Jackson Dart fumbles that football, before we even knew he had a concussion, before he was out of the game, the New York Giants are outplaying the Chicago Bears, much like they outplayed the Dallas Cowboys, much like they even outplayed the New Orleans Saints. It's much like they outplayed the Denver Broncos. They were winning this game. They were taking it to the Bears after an ugly start. After an ugly start, we'll get to the Illuminor stuff because there's always just one little thing that's going to cost them big. But they're outplaying the Chicago Bears in this game. They're going in for a 17-point lead. The quarterback fumbles that football, and I know it, and you know it, and most importantly, everybody associated with the New York Giants, from the coaching staff to the players, know how that game is going to go from that second on. You know it. They know it. They feel it. He has cultivated a team of losers. Bottom line. Bottom line. So is the GM. So is he. And unfortunately, as much as I respect the man, so is the owner. They are finding ways to lose football games. Bottom line. Whether it's Illuminor at the start of the game, being absolutely lost. Absolutely lost. This is a guy who has transformed himself into an absolute respectable right tackle on this offensive line that's been far better than it's been in the last half a decade. And he's a major part of it. But today, unblocked rusher off the edge on multiple occasions, blocking nobody. On the first fourth down attempt in this game, standing in the middle of the way. Clueless. Looking like that John Travolta gif from Pulp Fiction, just looking around. Whether it's this defensive front that is super talented, where there's money in it and draft picks in it, supposed to be the calling card of this team. The pressure numbers are outrageous. They are getting after the quarterback at a clip. Every play, Williams is on the run, every play. And they can't bring him down. How many opportunities does this team have to make a game-winning play? A game-winning block, a game-winning catch, a game-winning sack, a game-winning tackle. Over and over again, and they don't. Over and over again, and they can't. We'll get into the logistics of this game and the different things and obviously the quarterback getting hurt, but the bottom line is, they have now blown four games with a 10-point lead on the road. It's the longest losing streak on the road in franchise history. They don't show up for the second Eagle game. They certainly don't show up for the 49er game. And on games that they do show up, they will do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to find a way to lose. I watched this game. Do you watch this game and think they're incredibly poorly coached? They're out there taking it to a team that's played well, put up a ton of points, won football games. They're now 6-3. They've got a young, innovative head coach. They get off to a lousy start, and then they begin the process of kicking the crap out of the Bears. They're beating them. They're beating them without their stud wide receiver, without their running back, and really without the ability to really run the football. Outside of Jackson Dart. And he's making plays in the passing game, and he's making plays with his legs, and the defense is playing a bend but don't break without making that big signature moment, but they are winning this football game until that fumble. And you can point to the Denver game. They are kicking the crap out of the Denver Broncos. They don't look like a poorly coached team. They don't look like a team that has no idea what it's doing. They don't look like a team that's lifeless and listless and have no idea what's going on or ill-prepared. They're kicking the crap out of these teams. And then the second something goes wrong, you can sense it. You can feel it. It's tangible. It's tangible. The bottom line is, whatever I want to say about whether or not I think this is a capable head coach. And I do. I know I'm crazy. I look at this. I don't think it's any one thing he's doing. I don't think going, kicking the field goal to go up two scores is the reason they lost. I don't think running the quarterback as much as he's doing is some sort of nefarious thing where it's all about saving his job. This is just a head coach who is lost in the biggest moments. It's a team that is cultivated by this head coach that is lost in the biggest moments. Burns, perfect example. He has played his ass off. He is having an all-pro type season. He is dominating this football game. On the biggest play of the game, at the end of the game, he completely bites on a play fake and stands there in bewilderment as Williams runs right around him. And he's the best player on the team. But in the biggest moment, he will fail. Even the quarterback who we all love. Even the quarterback who we all love and can't wait to see his career progress. Whether you think the coach is holding him back or whatever. Even he. I don't know when he got the concussion. That's a point of contention. And we'll get to it at 888-808-1019. Even he fumbles or throws the pick.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Illuminor is lost. Burns can't make the play. They have their hands all over Williams all day. Can't bring him down. They're going to find a way to lose. And then you see him in the postgame. You see him on the sidelines. He is a defeated man. It's broken. It's broken. Something along the way broke this team, broke this coach. And I'm sorry, it's not easy to put your finger on exactly what the issue is. I know many of you think it is. To me, it's not. Because for the first three quarters of this game, I don't see a world-beating team, but I see a team that's beating the Bears. They're going in. They're about to go up 17 points. They're going to win this football game. They're going to win in Denver. They're going to beat the Cowboys. They're going to beat the Saints until they have to go do it. And then all the losing of the last 3 years with this head coach rears its ugly head, and they will do whatever it takes to lose. Sometimes it's not necessarily something you can firmly grasp or put your finger on. Sometimes it's just a matter of whatever is going to go wrong will right now. And let me just say this. Do I think he should be fired today? I still don't. I don't think it does any good. I mean, unless you really truly believe Mike Kafka is the next head coach of this team or you want to get a look at him. I mean, right now, I don't even, like, no one associated with this team right now feels like I think you have to clean house. And that's the other thing. Like, Shane needs to go too now. If you're going to fire the coach, I've been saying this for a while, you can't explain to me how he's done a better job than this head coach. You can't tell me how the roster is better than what the coach has done. I can't. I can't with this defensive backfield. I just can't. I can't on the whiff picks. You've got right now an offense with wide receivers that can't make plays. And we'll get to this when we come to the amount of running that the quarterback does. They've got practice squad players playing wide receiver. They've got jettisoned wide receivers of other teams playing wide receiver. They have special team specialists playing wide receiver. And Jalin Hyatt can't see the field. Can't see the field. He's on the team just sitting there because, in my estimation, the GM doesn't want to embarrass himself. Evan Neal can't play. Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter who goes down. It doesn't matter what the state of the offensive line is. Evan Neal ain't playing. Doesn't matter how many wide receivers. Jalen Hyatt ain't playing. There is a disconnect between who's being used, who was drafted, the roster, everything. You have to clean house. Because if you keep Joe Shane, it hurts the ability to bring in the kind of coach you want to bring in. Who's going to take this job with a GM who's lost 3 years like this? Who's going to bring in? What coach wants to come in and attach himself to a general manager who's whiffed on this many first-round picks and has this much losing next to his name? There is no excuse for any of it. And the idea that they're going to keep the general manager, and it sounds like that, it feels like that, everyone keeps reporting that, like the idea that any of this, that somehow one of them can go and one of them can stay, is absolute nonsense. They both have to go. They both have to go. I still think the coach has done a better job than the GM. I still think the coach has a chance to be a good head coach, but something has broken here. It's not going to work here anymore. You can't, as much as I will tell you, that he is developing the quarterback. And we'll get to all this when it comes to, you know, some idea that he's, you know, putting the quarterback in harm's way to save his job. Like, this is Jackson Dart. We're watching Jackson Dart play. The reason we're all confident 7 games into his career that he can be a franchise quarterback is his ability to run the football. That's a part of his game. The reason why it looks like he's running on every play is because there's no weapons or anybody getting open, and he scrambles half the time he gets back into his drops. It's not just the designated runs. Are they there? Yeah, that's who he is. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about how much we love the kid and what we think about him if he didn't have that element to his game. Dable's doing what he's trying to do to win the football game. He doesn't know how. He doesn't know how. And he's created a culture inside this team where they don't know how. Illuminor is going to miss a block. Burns is going to get faked on a play fake. They're not going to turn their head around and make a play on the ball. They're going to fumble. They're going to throw an interception. They're going to do whatever it takes to lose a football game. And as much as I talk about the continuity between the quarterback, and I still believe that, and my hope was to see this coach get out of this and up 10 with 4 minutes left, or, you know, up 10 as Jackson Dart is on another design run about to go into the end zone to give them a 17-point lead. That's what I was prepared to talk about. I was prepared to talk about how this coach went on the road, won a football game, let's quiet the noise for a week. They dominated the Bears. The quarterback is playing extremely well, 200 yards passing in the first half, running all over the place, making plays with no one to help him. Offensive linemen blowing easy calls and just allowing. I mean, there's that picture that's everywhere on social media with the three offensive linemen just standing there while he's running right at the quarterback. Like, despite all of that, they were dominating the football game. Dominating the football game. And Jackson Dart was playing his ass off. That's where we were. That's where we were with 14. That's where we were in the fourth quarter of the Denver game. That's where we were. But this coach and this team don't handle prosperity at all. At all. And I can't just sit here and continue to yell about it when it's obvious as day and clear as day that they are going to find ways to lose football games. Over and over again, it doesn't matter. Sometimes they don't show up. Sometimes they dominate the football game. Doesn't matter. At the end, we know the other team will have more points than them. It's just that it's really that simple. It's really that simple. I don't even think the coach did anything wrong today. I really don't. I don't think the coach made any bad decision that cost them the game. I don't think he did any particular thing other than be him and cultivate a team that the minute the momentum changes, they fall apart. They fall apart. And as much as I think him developing the quarterback is a positive, and I'm nervous about the idea of this franchise going forward, because if they're going to keep the GM, that's a colossal mistake. How can I trust an organization that sounds like they're going to keep this GM and fire the coach to go hire a good head coach to work with this GM? You're eliminating, like, we talk about the big names that could possibly want to come here. Like right now, Mike Tomlin just had another ugly loss in Pittsburgh. If Mike Tomlin shakes loose, or, you know, we talk about the big names, Harbaugh shakes loose in Baltimore, who's going to come here and work with this general manager? What top offensive coordinator, even if they love Jackson Dart, and we're not sure who those guys are going to be, but what top candidate that's going to have his choice of teams is going to go attach himself to a GM with all this losing? It's an absolute debacle. And as much as I've been a proponent of the coach, and I still think he could be a good head coach in another situation, it's quite clear. It's quite clear. Even I can't fight it. He doesn't know how to win, and his team has adapted that same philosophy. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. We'll come back, take your calls. We'll get to all the different aspects, because I still disagree with some of the narratives. I do. We'll get to the Jackson Dart injury, whether or not that's the coach's fault. We'll get to the Jets and their big win. You know how I feel about that one, too. We'll get to it. We'll get to the, maybe we'll have time for the Knicks and their blowout of the Brooklyn Nets. But we start with the New York Giants, who, despite everything, despite playing well, despite dominating the football game, despite having a young franchise quarterback, despite the idea that Williams was running for his life on every single play, despite the idea they were heading in to take a 17-point lead, despite the idea they were up 10 points with 4 minutes left, and at the goal line with an opportunity to score a touchdown, all of that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They don't know how to win. They don't know how to win. This coach, that the first year, it felt like that's exactly what he finally brought. They found ways to win. Down 10 points, and they were the team coming back. Down 10 points to Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, and found a way to win. Down 10 points to Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter, and found a way to win. That has completely flipped the script. No matter what the coach does, no matter how the team plays, in the biggest moments, they will fold. And even though he's developing the quarterback, I can't keep my eyes. I can't deny what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a losing football team who only knows how to do one thing: blow the game.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?